All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Mates, it be a beautifulous day on the bay with the shining sun and the sea songs of the seagulls and the sweet smell of seaweed. Today we're going to return to the old west town of Tumbleweed, Texas for a rootin' tootin' Texas treat filled with terrific tunes. Yes, mates, Captain Patch and the crew have been summoned to the hometown of Clementine, Bucky, and the Lone Stranger himself to help with a musical tribute to the town of Tumbleweed. But beware of the behind-the-scene hijinks of Wild Bill Hiccup and Wyatt Burp. They've been in cahoots with the wrong kind of cowpokes, and they're trying to buy the town of Tumbleweed at an auction. It's music, mystery, and mayhem you won't want to miss, so saddle up and hit the trail with the Lone Stranger for part one of the Tumbleweed Opera. Ha 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 ha!
Looky there, Winchester. What a beautiful, I say, what a beautiful sunset. I'm a happy Christian cowboy riding down the dusty trail. I'm a happy Christian cowboy riding home. With my Bible in my saddle to help me win the battle, I'm a happy Christian cowboy riding home.
I did a low,
Winchester. Winchester, I say whoa. When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
Howdy, Uncle Lone Stranger.
Well, if it ain't my favorite cowgirl in all of Texas. How you been, T? What you doing out here on the porch, T?
Just shaking out a tablecloth. We've been powerful busy in Aunt Clementine's cafe. Every time I turn around, I'm making a new batch of iced tea.
Well, that's understandable. Every cowboy in Texas knows your iced tea's the best. I say it's the best in the West.
I guess tea is my specialty.
You reckon I could have some sugar?
Sorry, I used all the sugar in my last batch. How about a glass of iced tea?
Don't mind if I do.
It's about half sugar anyway.
Well, so are you, sweetheart. Ain't that right, Winchester? Winchester. I say Winchester.
Don't hit your mule on the head with that shovel.
Sorry, T, but that's the only way a feller can get his attention.
The poor thing.
Winchester, you stay out here. I say I'm gonna go check on Clementine.
If you like, I'll fix you a bowl of cowboy stew, Uncle Lone Stranger.
Oh, T, you done said the magic words. Cowboy stew. That's why no matter where I travel, every night I come back to Clementine's cafe for supper.
I'll have you some dished up in a jiffy.
Oh, T. Sweet tea.
My stomach's doing flapjacks. I say doing flapjacks just a thinking about it.
Then follow me.
To the ends of the earth, my sweet, sweet tea.
Look who I found, Aunt Clementine.
Oh, lone stranger, lone stranger. You're finally here. I could hardly wait to see you.
Oh, shucks, ma'am. I know 24 hours is a long time to be apart, but...
Haven't you heard?
Heard what?
Show him the sign, Bucky.
Here it is, Ma.
Tumbleweed for sale. Auction 1 week from tonight. 8 p.m. at the Tumbleweed Opry House. Town will be sold to highest bidder. Hoppin' Javelinas. Where in the world did you get this, Bucky?
I found it nailed to the door of the cafe this morning. They were posted all over town.
Don't make a lick of sense, does it?
We're not gonna lose our town, are we?
Don't you go worrying those cute little cowgirl curls of yours, T. Some crazy cowpoke has been grazing on loco weed.
I sure hope you're right.
T, do you remember the verse we read this morning out of my Bible, Old Silver?
I think so.
Can you quote it?
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
That's the verse. Now, let's put it into practice and trust the Lord to give us joy.
Okay, I'll try, but it won't be easy.
T, just remember the Tumbleweed Creed. The best way usually ain't the easy way, but it's always the Bible way.
Let's sing a song and ask the Lord to give us a happy heart.
Good idea, Bucky. All you Jolly Ranchers, sing along.
Just about wraps up the tour of our fine little town, Thaddeus.
Thank you kindly for your trouble. May I hiccup?
Twern't no trouble at all. Tumbleweed is known as the friendliest town in the West.
Mayor Hiccup. Best be careful. Looky who's here.
You'd better looky who's here, you two slimy sidewinders.
Howdy-do, my old riding partners. I'd like to introduce you to a new friend of mine who just happens to own this here town.
What?
Yes, sirree, Bob. Me and Wild Bill put up signs all over town before sunrise this morning. Ain't that right, Wild Bill?
Yep.
Our town's for sale?
Them signs don't mean nothing.
Hoo-wee, you're in for a big surprise.
Before you folks dig your grave any deeper, allow me to present Mr. Thaddeus T. Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed?
Tumbleweed? Tumbleweed?
Told you so.
I'm sorry, folks. I know this must come as a terrible shock.
Show 'em the deed, Thaddeus.
I'm sure you'll find everything in order.
Well, it sure looks legal-like.
But why didn't anybody know about this?
Now, ma'am, I never intended to hide anything. You see, I bought this here land 50 years ago and made a good living raising cattle. And then one day, I found oil right over there on the other side of the old Tumbleweed Mansion in the middle of town. I made so much money, I had to go back east just to handle my investments. And that's been nigh on to 45 years ago now. I never dreamed a town would spring up on my very own property.
Folks around here just claimed the land thinking nobody owned it.
You mean I don't really own anything? My ranch? My cafe?
Oh, my dear. Oh, my dear.
Don't worry, Ma. We'll work this out.
Now, ma'am, it ain't as bad as it sounds. I don't want to keep this here town. I'm going to sell it to the highest bidder 1 week from tonight. Or you just get the good people of Tumbleweed together and buy your town back. I'm sure nobody'd want to buy it more than you folks.
Mr. Tumbleweed, the people here are hard-working folk, but most of them ain't got much. Can't you show a little charity or at least give us a little more time?
Well, I wish I could, sir. But you see, I'm a businessman. My investments have not done well in recent years, and I need the money to retire. My health is not good.
I know. You could retire right here. We'll take care of you, and then you won't need any money at all.
You already own the Tumbleweed Mansion. We'll take the boards off the windows and clean it up as good as new.
And you can eat your meals at the cafe.
And I'll clean your house for you.
I'm sorry. I wish I could accept your gracious offer, but the West holds bitter memories for me. You see, my son and his wife died out here somewhere, and I just couldn't bear to stay. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get some rest. Good day.
Experience the life-changing adventures of Patch the Pirate anytime by logging on to www.patchthepirate.org or call 1-800-GO-PATCH and request your free adventure catalog filled with music and hilarious stories your whole family will love. I'm Christy Ann, and our purpose is to produce life-changing musical adventures that will help you grow as a believer. Find out more about Patch the Pirate and his ministry to families by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH.
For a free tract on Patch the Pirate's life story, call 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Well, it's been a happy musical adventure thus far, cowpokes. But there's been some trouble behind the scenes with the crooked cowboys and the dirty dealing. Just remember the promises of the good book when ye think things aren't going fair. God's word assures us, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. God will judge every work in our lives, and those who stand in the salvation of our Savior will stand as forgiven forever. Mates, stay tuned next week on this extremely excellent station for part two of the great musical character-building story and song adventures with Patch the Pirate and some great new songs like The Bible Way. See you next time, mateys!
This has been the Adventures of Patch the Pirate Story and Song broadcast. For a free brochure, call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH.